40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. As holiday flyers try to make their way back home, they're finding it challenging, especially Southwest Airlines customers.
According to FlightAware, 50% of all canceled flights on Monday were by Southwest Airlines. The Department of Transportation says it's going to look into the airline situation to see if it complied with the agency's rules. Jay McVeigh with Southwest says the company is reeling from the impact of the winter storm.
About the time that we would get a runway clear in Denver and get airplanes de-iced and ready to go, that snow and ice was starting to impact St. Louis, Kansas City, Chicago, and it just snowballed.
Zach Shaw was scheduled to fly Southwest from Columbus, Ohio to Miami. It was canceled, and he says reaching the airline wasn't possible.
On the cancellation notice, it said please visit the ticket counter for more information, but the line for the ticket counter stretched all the way outside of the door into the freezing cold weather.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
In Charleston, West Virginia, police are worried about the homeless surviving the Arctic air. Officer Brett Foster.
Everybody's been outside today. They can understand how cold it really is. We got together and went location throughout the city just to check and make sure that nobody was out suffering in the cold.
Migrants who crossed over the southern border are dealing with the unseasonable cold too, says reporter Chris Fox.
The El Paso Convention Center and now former elementary schools have been set up as shelters for the migrants seeking asylum, and it's the main reason the city extended the state of emergency order another 30 days.
New York Republican Congressman-elect George Santos is now admitting that he did lie about his job experience and college education during his campaign. He said he still plans to serve in the House. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato is not impressed with the mea culpa.
It's another measure of how low our democracy has fallen. And if we don't do something about this collectively, then it's just hard to see how the erosion in American democracy will stop.
The White House had strong words about China's military drills this past weekend, says CBS's Tom Foti.
The White House National Security Council put out a statement saying the United States is concerned by China's military activity near Taiwan, calling it provocative and destabilizing. China sent more than 70 planes and 7 ships toward the island, which it considers a breakaway territory of its own.
And China will stop requiring inbound travelers to go into quarantine beginning on January 8th. The jackpot for Tuesday night's Mega Millions is now $565 million. It's a cash value of more than $293 million. Tickets sold in California and Florida for a mid-October drawing shared a Mega Millions jackpot of $502 million. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use...
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding?
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the real live Devil's Advocates Radio Show. First one after Christmas, baby. Happy Merry Monday to you, Dom.
Merry Monday to you, Crudy Evan, on the board, the hardest working crew in radio today. Good to be with you. Yes, we are live. It is Monday, December 26th, and great to be here.
How did we not get the memo?
I know.
Like, nobody else is working today. I've had a gloriously quiet office for some introspection. You and I had a nice long talk. Buddy. I think today is a day off for many, many people.
But. as well it should be. It's weird. I mean, we haven't been on the radio in like 5 days, man. So it's good to be back.
It is. It is. Yeah. Especially for you, the listener, because you missed us. I can tell. I can tell everyone's getting a little twitchy. They need their Devil's Advocates fix. You're going to get a Dr. Harvey K fix in hour number two. Our good pal, Dr. Harvey K, joining us at 5:05.
Nice.
And we'll catch up on some holidays and maybe some Packer predictions and that kind of stuff. You know, Harvey likes his politics. Sort of a populist, that Harvey K.
He certainly is.
And there's some backyard news, and, you know, there's some theoreticals about, you know, just how badly Donald Trump is suffering through the holidays. Sort of a sense of isolation I hear pondered. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But
a little bit like Jack Nicholson, you know, caught up in the Overlook Hotel in The Shining, you know, wandering around the halls.
Also, Dom, I will answer the question, the often asked question. Did Crudy make it on the black hole this year? Save that one. Save that thought. I'll
okay, all right, all right.
There's a modest story there. But anyways, the local press, the backyard politics, Dom, Robin Voss, the speaker of the assembly, the esteemed speaker, won his primary by 260 votes. That's how you know he's good. Speaker Voss is calling the state's Economic Development Agency. And I would point out, the former gubernator of the great state of Wisconsin, Scotty Wanker, well, he destroyed the Economic Development Corp. He created this along with Robin Voss. Robin Voss served on the board up till like this year. Now he's taken himself. He appointed himself. He's taking himself off the board, and then he's pointing at it, and he's saying, it's too damn populist.
It's terrible. Allow myself to appoint myself, allow myself to, you know, recuse myself from this board, because why?
Robin Voss calls the Wisconsin Economic Development Court an abject failure and says large companies not looking to Wisconsin. We're not greasing their palms.
Well, after the, you know, the Foxconn giveaway, I thought perhaps all these, you know, international corporations will be coming to Wisconsin to try to get a piece of that action. Because, I mean, once you see a mark, next thing you know, the grifters are come running. But, of course, Governor Evers had to renegotiate after this political failure was evident and fell apart. But they did, Foxconn did, you know, they get a couple of tax breaks. They met a few of their requirements.
Well, maybe we'll get there, Don, but let me tell you why Speaker Robin Voss hates this new populist, this new small business friendly WEDC. WEDC. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is calling the state's Economic Development Department an abject failure compared to Foxconn, right? And says Wisconsin can no longer compete with other states to attract larger companies. Voss, who appointed himself to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corp's board in January of 21, said he took himself off the board this year because he couldn't take it anymore.
Wow, way to lead from behind, Voss.
Their strategy is cookie cutter. I quote Speaker Robin Voss, the esteemed. Their strategy is cookie cutter, literally saying to every business in the state, we'll give you $5,000 or $10,000, and that drives little or no innovation, Voss says. What industry should really try to make bigger in Wisconsin? What should we say? You're a thing of the past and we shouldn't invest in. I was thinking the governance of Republicans like you, Robin Voss, but let me read on. We don't have any of those discussions. Now, Dominic, Democrats fired back, calling Voss the lead advocate of WEDC's creation under former gubernator Scotty Wanker, right. Scott Walker. It's no surprise that he chooses to walk away from leadership in a time when there are opportunities for WEDC to shift to a more sustainable strategy that strengthens local economies and supports small businesses, said State Rep. Francesca Hong, a Democrat from Madison. She knows us well, I hope. Who was recently appointed to the WEDC board. Dom, can you please, for the sake of Robin Voss, tell the people how many little businesses, 10 grandsies at a time, WEDC has helped over the course of this pandemic?
Crudy, the reporting, Corey Hess at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel states, since the pandemic, WEDC has focused on keeping small businesses open. Using American Rescue Plan Act funds, WEDC has given more than 7,200 small businesses and nonprofits grants to move into vacant storefronts through the state's Main Street Bounce Back program.
Hold on.
7,200 small businesses, Michael.
So Robin Voss's plan is one Foxconn, and they get $4.5 billion. And the governor's plan, Tony Evers' plan, the new WEDC plan, has been to shuffle small grants to 7,200 small businesses like Devil Radio. When we moved into this space, we were eligible for one of the bounce back grants for moving into an empty, a vacant storefront. We expanded. We doubled our space. You know what? We might have to double it again. But here's what I know. It helped. And it did help motivate a decision specifically to go towards a vacant storefront. That's why I did it. So I would just point out, I can tell you from up close and personal that Robin Voss, who I would remind our listeners, Don, was the grandiose recipient of more than $300,000 in small business PPP funding, right? To keep Yes. his small business up and running during the pandemic. That's a lot of payroll. A lot of payroll. His business at the time was something close to 8 to 10 times bigger than our little radio enterprise at that time.
Crudy, Corey Hess goes on to explain how the WEDC was replaced the Department of Commerce under Walker. You can go and read that, but I don't get jumped down to Voss and their philosophy. As the reporting says, had Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels been elected in November, Voss's goal would have been to revamp how WEDC tries to attract business to Wisconsin, he said during an interview with the Journal Sentinel. Voss said he met with relocation specialists over the summer who said, Wisconsin is no longer being considered by large companies. We are no longer even in the game because of our incentive offers, Voss said. I would love to talk to Governor Evers about how we do economic development strategy. I worry, having watched WEDC, and I'll point you back to WEDC replacing the Department of Commerce under Republican Scott Walker and heralded and championed by Republicans like Robin Voss at the time.
Relocation specialist. What, he called a couple of realtors? I mean, what's that mean precisely, Robin Voss?
Right, right. Well, I think there's a couple of things. Number one, when you give out that kind of money to that many different corporations and organizations, I mean, 7,200, it's hard to, I don't know, gather up lots of political donations from 7,200 different entities. But if you play ball with just a couple of big corporations, hell, you can corral that and bundle some of those donations. And that helps get the wheels rolling just a bit, I would think.
Dom, tell them how the Republicans did it, the Foxconn way.
Wisconsin offered its largest incentive package in state history to Foxconn Technology Group in 2017 with a $2.85 billion contract to create 13,000 jobs. In April of 21, the state revised the contract with Foxconn to create a more realistic goal, including the creation of 1,454 jobs, about 11% of the original plan by December of 2025.
But we weren't able as a taxpaying group, you know, the infrastructure. We didn't get to put in 1/10 of the infrastructure, right? That was still full charge, full boat.
Using public money, the village of Mount Pleasant, Racine County, and the state improved infrastructure, anticipating a massive Foxconn factory. Local and state officials hope they can attract other national or international company to the massive and largely vacant site. After wooing semiconductor chip manufacturing giant Intel Corp, state officials learned a year ago the company chose Ohio instead of Foxconn site. Voss blamed the Evers administration and WEDC for not putting together an attractive enough incentive package. That was a mistake. Intel would have been transformational for southeastern Wisconsin. Where the hell did I hear that before? Foxconn will be transformational for southeast Wisconsin. I'm sorry. At some point, you guys lose all credibility to speak to this topic.
I am here to break ground at the eighth wonder of the world.
I think Trump came down for that groundbreaking at the already built eighth wonder of the world.
Jim Patch, an executive director of M7, a regional economic development group that works closely with WEDC, said there was a lot about southeastern Wisconsin and Wisconsin that Intel liked, and said he doesn't believe the incentives were negative for the state. There are winners and losers, but this is not a benign arrangement, Patch said. WEDC is focused on winning. They're focused on high-value jobs and strong multipliers that can attract or expand other companies.
Well, they did have some big wins. Am I hearing na-na-na-na goodbye? This is for the outgoing semi-fascist overstaying his welcome Scotty Wanker appointee to the DNR. Fred Preen, one's for you. Merry Christmas. Devil's Advocates doing it live. Come back on the other side. Could be you on the phones. 844-96-PARTY.
My name's Fred. I'm just a man, same as you are.
Go home.
I'm going to get you a nice fruit basket. I'm going to miss him.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. And the Zeros. And Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 5 above. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 23. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies and dry. Wednesday, clouds on the increase by Thursday. Upper 30s. Wednesday, upper 40s by Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently 5 above.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phones are open. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
That wouldn't remind you of college?
Oh, totally, man. You know it.
I love that song. And I think every year now I have to give the audience an update on my end-of-the-year dietary test. Am I eligible for the black hole at the water yes. park there in the Dells? And, you know, as
there is a weight limit. Yes. Not a height limit, but a weight limit.
A weight limit. Maybe there's okay. a height limit, too. You know, if they clip you off at the top, then you're too tall. But if you're too heavy, they will literally walk your. And I don't mean to fat shame anyone, but one year I didn't meet the standard. I was the guy doing the walk of shame. The chubby guy walked back down past all the kids. And so each and every year, my kids, still teenagers, effectively, one's in college, but you know, teenagers, they still like the water parks. Less so, but still love it. And I would just like to say at the Crudy household, this was something of a carnivore Christmas.
Yeah.
So, you know, there for a while, I was doing pretty good. I got a little sick. I dropped down under 240, and the weight limit's 250.
Whew.
And then I started eating a few Christmas cookies and, you know, spicing up, having some people over. So now I'm up to like 244.
Oh, uh-oh.
And I'm leaving off for now. We're just now going on vacation. So the other day, I believe it was the second day of vacation, Thursday, went to the local famous David's, let's just say, place where they sell the ribs and stuff up in the Dells. And, the lady said, I got like the big family platter. And the lady
oh,
said,
oh, nice. What's your family eat?
Hold on. So the lady said, do you want, and it was a nice little, they often have HB1V people, you know, overseas.
Oh,
workers.
Sure. Yeah. The employees. Yep.
English might have been a second language for her. I'm just saying. Might have been. She seemed quite nice, but she asked me, did I want the pulled pork or the brisket? And knowing I've got a big family and they're kind of picky eaters, I'm like, is it possible to get both? She said, do you want both? I said, yeah. She brings me out $200 worth of meat, dude. She brings me out two trays. Now I'm calling the in-laws up. I'm inviting everybody over. Now we got like a meat party going on. And when it's all done, I don't even get a nap in. My kid's like, hey, Dad, time for the black hole. I'm like, oh, God, not. Can you?
You just ate all this meat. Now you yes. got to go slide into the black
it's
hole.
It's 8 o'clock at night, you know, so I've been gaining weight all day through the whole Chex mix and you know, a couple of alcoholic drinks and that
my
kind
God,
of stuff.
God, I can hear you getting fatter.
Oh, man. So anyways, you know, I climbed the stairs. The only
oh, that's burning some calories.
Saving grace might have been that climb. Because I got there, and I only cleared it by 1 pound. 1 freaking pound. I had gained like 5 pounds during the course of the 2 days from when I left home to when I climbed those stairs. So anyways, it was fun. And then my son next day encourages me, no weight limit. Actually, it's like a family weight limit, but it was only the two of us. So, you know, I wasn't even worried about that one. But my son and I go on, it's called the Hurricane. And I'm thinking, oh, it's a tube. You know, how crazy can it be? It was pretty crazy. It's a little, I got to tell you, I was a little scared to see like my feet above my head and I'm on a tube and my kid's above me. And then I'm like flying back up the wall. So anyways, had fun at the water parks. Got Kelsey home.
Nice.
Had a drive down there, Chicago, pick Kelsey up. Our lovely daughter from California picked her up. At O'Hara.
Flight problems, man. I mean, obviously with the storm, it's been pretty crazy. Yeah,
her mom was being a little less than thoughtful of the weather situation. Like, can you just make up your mind what time you're flying in? We're trying to make some plans around here. And I'm like, yes. Around a, what they call it, a bomb cyclone, dude?
50-year storm. I mean, terrible. Buffalo, New York. I mean, just really getting hammered.
I was happy that by the time I drove to get Kels Saturday morning, it was relatively safe. I didn't have any qualms about driving the interstates down to Chicago and back. Although, you know, I'm going to be dodging those tollway tickets for the rest of my life. I still don't have my iPass figured out, right?
Oh, you got 7 days, man. Have the kids figured out, Boomer. You'll be fine.
You know, it's always like triple. By the time I get around to paying them, it's like triple. I did tell you what my wife got me for my birthday. Christmas, right?
Christmas, some Red Hot Chili Pepper concert buddy. Tickets, man. Nice.
Buddy, I was shocked on the upside. Easter weekend, I believe, Minneapolis will be coming up in KTNF land. But that'll be fun. I didn't see that one coming. And she got me a briefcase. So, you know, daddy must have been nice this year.
Yeah, at least she's telling you to get to work and then you can go play when you're done.
Okay. How about you? Nice holiday, Dom.
Yeah, it was nice. Got to see some family. Drove up to see mom in Appleton. You know, Steph and I do some traveling this year. We're going to New York in a couple of weeks, and we're going to Italy in April. So we got some traveling coming up. So
Italy in April after the election, right?
Yes, just after the election. I did double-check that. So it was good. Glad it's over. I still have some Christmas cookies to get through, but I'm better on a schedule, man. This, you know, not having a thing to go to every day and just kind of, you know, wandering around and every time you walk by the tray, throw up, you know, some sausage and cookies in your mouth does not bode well. I'm not sure I'd make it on the black hole ride.
Chex Mix, dude. Chex Mix is my nemesis. I have eaten.
Your only one?
Oh, well, I have many nemesis. Prime rib. Lodi prime rib. There's a free plug for the best prime rib ever. Get the spice prime rib from there, man. Pricey, but oh, so good. And, you know, the Chex Mix. My wife did it right. You know, more mixed nuts. Let's pretzels. No one really wants the pretzels anyways, right? You can have all my pretzels, but I get the rest. More devils.
Thanks, man.
Come back. Join us. 844-967-2789.
It is a 96-ounce prime-aged beef steak. And if you or any member of your party orders the old 96er and finishes, everybody eats for free.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, thousands of Southwest Airlines planes never took off Monday in what's being described as a meltdown. Southwest customer Zach Shaw's flight from Columbus to Miami was among those canceled.
When we pulled up to the airport, the rebooking line stretched out the door, and I was just like, all right, this is not a battle that I care to fight at the moment.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is asking people in Buffalo, New York, and surrounding areas to stay home.
Stay off the roads so we can continue to rescue people, get them safe, and make sure that the roads are clear so we can reopen our community as soon as humanly possible.
And people on the Texas border with Mexico are preparing for an increased number of migrants soon, says reporter Chris Fox.
Federal border officials believe the flow of migrants into El Paso could grow from 2,500 a day to as many as 6,000 after Title 42 restrictions are lifted.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Boy, you're gonna carry that weight.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. A merry Monday edition. It was a carnivorous Christmas at the Crudy household.
Moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips, Crudy.
You know, just to add to this whole drama, went home just now for lunch, sort of a late lunch. Just me in the office.
No leftover prime rib?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But anyways, I made some for Mrs. Crudy. She was working diligently from the house. So she and I sat down, ate a little prime rib, and then I'm thinking to myself, I got to get a little dessert. And I look down, and it's 3:15. I'm like, oh, Dom's going to call me in just a minute. Sure enough, Dom brings me up. I'm still at the house. Haven't even left yet, but I got to get me one of those sort of mixed Reese's kind of peanut butter fudgy brownie things. You know, like they've already hardened in the pan, so I'm digging hard with a knife. And I'm holding the pan with my other hand, and I stab myself. So I got a little stigmata thing going on right now. But
it's a Christmas miracle, Crudy.
And I was talking to you, and I didn't even welp you know, like cry aloud because I knew you wouldn't respect the depth of the puncture wound.
No,
just tell me to stop being a wuss or something. So anyway,
you know, Crudy, if I recall from Beverly Hills Cop, by the time the average American is 50, he's got 5 pounds of undigested red meat in his balls. That's what Detective Rosewood said anyway. I've been noticing you eat a lot of red meat, Crudy.
Bowels or balls, did you say? Because that's a distinct
bowels.
Difference. I misheard
bowels.
You. I misheard you. Let's talk about a guy who's got some pretty big balls. Overstayed his welcome, just like many of the house guests. You know, there's people listening at home right now with some in-laws. Oh, it's Dom and Crude, our favorites. You should hear them. And anyways, let's talk about people overstaying their welcome, Dom. Like Fred Preen, a holdover from the Wanker administration, the Scott Walker administration, who refused to step down from the State Department of Natural Resources Policy Setting Board after his term ended. Just 2 brief years ago, Dom.
Wow.
He's resigning effective December 30th. What's that, Friday? This Friday. We'll have to bit of a fun.
Well, you got to collect that holiday pay. I mean, what? You couldn't. What are you doing today, Fred?
Well, Preen, who prevailed in a lot. I hope he's listening, of course. Preen, who prevailed in a lawsuit seeking to oust him from the Natural Resources Board after his term ended in May of 2021, informed Gubernator, you know, you got to treat him equally, Tony Evers, of his intent to resign in a letter. It is time for the state legislators to act on Governor Evers' nomination as soon as practical, and it is now time for me to move on.
Move on.
Don't now let
the
time.
Door hit you, you know, in the ass.
It's 2 years past your time. Evers' spokesperson, Britt Kudabek, said the governor's office did not have additional comment. And Preen, a dentist from Warsaw, Wausau, you can hear us there on WXEO, Bull Falls Radio, was appointed by Walker in 2015. He refused to step down after his term ended, denying Evers appointee Sandra Das a seat and maintaining a 4-3 Republican majority of appointees. Sort of a semi-fascist, this guy, Dom.
Sort of semi. I would say totally. I mean, come on. How does this occur? I will go a little bit more, then we'll perhaps opine. Preen, after his term ended, cast a deciding vote to increase the quota for the state's wolf hunt and to scrap limits of so-called forever chemicals in groundwater.
Say that second one again.
Scrap limits of so-called forever chemicals in groundwater.
As much forever chemicals as you industry would like to put in the groundwater, Preen's plan, the holdover, the guy that's 2 years past his term, was pollute at your will.
But Crudy, the good news is earlier this month, Preen was part of a unanimous vote to restart the process of setting PFAS limits, a process that will take years to complete. At least he was productive.
It's going to take years to put back the limits he stripped.
The Republican-controlled Senate refused to confirm Nass, and Preen argued he didn't have to leave his seat till his replacement was confirmed. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call sued, seeking to force Preen off the board, but the Supreme Court ruled in June that political appointees don't have to leave their post until the Senate confirms their successor. What? Here's what he said. I have always said I will vacate my seat when the Senate confirms my replacement or when I choose to do so. Unfortunately, it took the Supreme Court to confirm my decision to stay on at great expense for the taxpayer and an immense personal price.
Then just resign. Your term's over.
Right, man. No one wants you there. I mean, I know the Republicans do, but how does the last guy get to keep their appointees? I mean, if the Supreme Court says that, and would a different Supreme Court say something different? Certainly there should be some legislation enacted that, you know, when you change administrations, the new administration gets to put their folks where they want them. Preen's replacement is one of dozens of Evers' appointees the Senate refused to confirm. But after Evers won re-election in November, Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said he expects the Evers pick to receive picks, plural, all of them, to receive up or down votes next year. You only had to last for 4 years before you can finally get the people you want. though Preen held his seat and asked for the last 18 months, right? This is his pick, has attended almost all NRB meetings, giving a report from the northernmost parts of the state and keeping tabs on all the issues the board took up. During that time, she's been able to connect with the other members and is hoping for a smooth transition for herself. I mean, it's just 4 years in. The big thing is I'm a hunter, a fisherman, a trapper. I use our natural resources. I also harvest hay. We have animals. I'm very interested in agriculture as an ag teacher and also as a business teacher, she said. I'm interested in making sure our businesses can flourish too. I feel like I have a good take on how all of it can work together, that we can protect our natural resources and we can still have industry.
Dominic, let's not forget the outgoing martyred, oh, woe is me. They made me fight this fight all the way to the Supreme Court. The Preen guy?
Yes.
Well, he was conspiring with Republican lawmakers and the former Republican governor who appointed him to overstay his welcome before his term had come to juncture initially. How do we know that? It's been widely reported. Emails show Preen coordinated with Republican officials, lobbyists, as he clings to his expired seat. This is no nice guy. Fred Preen, the chair of the Natural Resources Board, who has generated controversy and complaints for refusing to vacate his seat after his term expired in May. May, that was like a year ago. Coordinated and communicated with high-profile Republican officials and lobbyists as he planned to maintain Republicans' grip on the state's conservation policy. Emails obtained by the Wisconsin Examiner show Preen's term expired on May 1st, and Governor Tony Evers nominated his replacement. But even so, Preen has refused to leave the post, citing a Supreme Court decision in the 1960s that allows him to stay on the board until his replacement, Ashland educator Sandra Nass, is confirmed by the state Senate. Yet, even though he said the law allows him to stay, and he'll leave once the Senate acts, Preen has been working both sides. His email shows that as early as May 25th, he was working with staff members of Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, Republican from Utsburg, to hold on to power. LeMahieu controls when or if Nass receives a vote in the Senate on May 25th. I'll slow down, Dom. On May 25th, his appointments director, Aaron Carrell, emailed Preen about a phone call they'd had earlier that day and shared a memo written by the Legislative Reference Bureau outlining the statutory provisions that Preen is relying on to remain in his post. And earlier this month, this is older reporting, Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit, right? But here's the point. Preen effectively was conspiring with Republican lawmakers around the time his term was set to expire. And they came to the conclusion that they couldn't force him out. And if he wanted to continue to affect policy, let's say for the Wolf Hunt quotas, or maybe forever chemicals being polluted into our waterways, well, he could just stay on and they couldn't force his hand. And it was even condoned, if memory serves, by former Gubernator Scott Walker, because he's a semi-fascist himself, in my opinion.
I would concur with that opinion. Just look at the unconstitutional arrest of peaceful protesters at the Capitol. But this goes, I think it goes to the core of who the Republicans are, have become, what they are. I mean, if you step back and look at the events surrounding the January 6th insurrection and attack and the fraudulent electors, certainly from here in the state of Wisconsin, I mean, this is the scheming that they do. I mean, they lose the election, which Scott Walker lost. And Tony Evers has every right to appoint people to these boards. And they, what, found a loophole, apparently, a sympathetic conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court, in order to back that up. And to what end? To what end? For another 2 years? I mean, what was the payoff? Was there a transactional relationship with this PFAS and whoever's involved in the industry side of that? I mean, what? Why would you do that? What is the motivation? Well, of course, it's to retain and keep and consolidate their power. That's it. It doesn't matter that a governor was duly elected by the majority of the citizens of the state obviously wanting a new direction, a new turn, and now again elected by even greater margins. And oh no, now I guess we'll finally, what, adhere to the will of the people after 4 years? Of course, I'm not surprised that they would be involved in a fraudulent elector scheme cooked up by Trump and his lackey attorneys, or that they would go to the Capitol on January 6th as well. It's part of who they are.
Well, they rolled out the lame duck, right? You remember that? The lame duck here in the state of Wisconsin? Scott Walker had to sign off on all that bad legislation, all that pettiness, all that vindictiveness, all these sort of let's
try to limit the incoming Democratic
welcome?
Governor's power. You know, they want to not. They don't want him to have the same power that the outgoing Republican governor enjoyed.
But that goes a little beyond politics at a certain time. You know, it turns into the actions of January 6th.
Yes.
You know, Scott Walker would like to somehow disassociate himself with the Trump loyalists, those that would perform these violent acts, although, you know, of course, many, like Ron Johnson, would minimize whether or not it even ever happened. I don't remember. I couldn't see it. They were staying in the velvet ropes, weren't they? Well, acts of semi-fascism, you know, things like what Fred Preen's doing on the DNR board, what Scott Walker did in signing off on the lame duck, and of course, let's not forget his semi-fascist act of arresting peaceful protesters that might come and sing at the lunch hour against him, God forbid. Well, Don, those things precede the greater acts of fascism. The greater acts of the Trumpist fascist. You know, it's like when a guy like Charlie Sykes tried to flee Milwaukee radio. Oh, look how bad it's gotten. They love Trump now. They've turned somehow. Well, you created that monster, dude. And you might go cash out. You might go work for the New York Times or podcast or, you know, cash some MSNBC checks. But you helped create that monster. You're no different than Mark Belling or Donald Trump or wannabe Scott Walker. That's ever. Walker just wanted to be a fascist. He just didn't have the courage.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. You can join us after the break at 844-967-2789. Then our pal, Dr. Harvey K, he's going to join us at the top of the hour. Crudy, at what point would we just stop calling it semi-fascism? I mean, this is the seed corn, as Ron Kind would say, to fascism. I mean, it is part of the same monstrosity. And when they perpetrate it here on these little acts, little bits here and there to push it as far as it can, as hard as they can, well, that precedes and it lays down the foundation for what we saw on January 6th.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. We're damn good. You know it. You're listening right now.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 5 above. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 23. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies and dry. Wednesday, clouds on the increase by Thursday. Upper 30s. Wednesday, upper 40s by Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently 5 above.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you brought to my attention a little reporting compilated over at the Raw Story, but I went to the original source, The Guardian. An interview with Ben Wickler, Wisconsin's Democratic Party chairman, on the midterm successes that means democracy is going to survive in our state. And that's our state, Dom, Wisconsin.
Yeah, baby.
My beloved. By the way, you know the Badgers are playing tomorrow night. Bowl game time, baby. Right
here on
the Civic Media Network. Tomorrow night, 9:15 Central Time, p.m. kickoff. You can find it on
tomorrow night, man. I thought these bowl games played on like New Year's Day.
WFHR will play it out 1320 AM and locally grown radio. You can also get it WRCE in Richland Center. Most importantly, you can find it on the Civic Media app. I encourage you all to listen to the bowl game like I'm going to do. And then go to bed because it's going to get over about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God.
Ben Wickler, Democratic Party chairman, spent so much time poring over the polls ahead of the midterm elections that it eventually became too much to bear. I was throwing up with the anxiety, Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party, confessed to The Guardian. It wasn't merely out of concern common to Democrats nationwide in the run-up to the early November vote that voters were set to give their candidates the traditional drubbing of the party in power, powered by Joe Biden's unpopularity or the wobbly state of the economy. Rather, Wickler feared that that in Wisconsin, his party was on the brink of something worse, permanent minority status in a state that is crucial to any presidential candidate's path to the White House. Had Democrat Tony Evers lost re-election as governor, or had the GOP achieved a supermajority control of both houses of the Wisconsin legislature, Republicans could have exercised total control over the swing state's levers of power and ensured that its electoral college votes never again helped Biden or any other Democrat win the White House. Here's a quote from Wickler. It's a state where Republicans have tried to engineer things to make it voter-proof, Wickler told The Guardian. All of that meant that this election cycle, the stakes were explosively high. And Wisconsin has the most gerrymandered legislative map in the country, designed to ensure the GOP has an easy path as possible to capture majorities in the legislature, according to University of Wisconsin-Madison study. Meanwhile, the cost of voting index ranks Wisconsin as the fourth most difficult state in the country for people to exercise their right to cast a ballot, thanks to its stricter voter ID requirements and laws that make it practically impossible to conduct voter registration drives. But Wisconsin Republicans are looking at tightening access to polling places further and pass a host of measures to do so, all of which fell to Evers' veto pen. With a supermajority in the legislature, they would have been able to override his vetoes. And in a speech to supporters, Dom's buddy Tim Michaels, the Republican candidate for governor, made it plain that if he were elected, the GOP will never lose another election in the state. You remember all this, Tom?
I do. Unfortunately, it was a little too close for my liking. Wickler said this, according to The Guardian, when the state has election after election that comes down to tiny margins, even a relatively small shift in the rules can have an enormous impact on statewide races and presidential races. In that context, if Republicans got unified control of the state government or got supermajorities in the state legislature, it is very easy to imagine a scenario where they essentially rig things to shut out President Biden's reelection. That was the end of Wickler's quote. As The Guardian writes, yet it didn't happen. As the predicted midterm red wave collapsed, Evers won re-election, while Wisconsin Democrats narrowly managed to keep Republicans from a supermajority in both houses of the legislature. Because of all that, democracy is going to survive in our state, Wickler said. Well, and I'll add to that, at least for now. Democrats' success at standing their ground in Wisconsin was one of the many pleasant surprises the party experienced in the midterms. Biden allies performed historically well nationwide, but in Wisconsin, Wickler cast their success as something of a turning point. Not only will the state remain competitive in the 2024 presidential election, Democrats can now go on the offensive. It's not just that we stopped a total disaster scenario. It's also that we've opened the door to the possibility of dramatic change for the better. And that is almost more than we could have hoped for, Wickler said. But the party has a complicated path back to being competitive statewide, and much of the reason can be traced to another midterm election held 12 years ago. In 2010, Republicans won control of the governor's mansion, the state Senate, and the assembly. They have held the legislature ever since, enacting district maps that have been credited with controversially allowing them to maintain control of the state house even if they lose the popular vote, as well as laws that tighten voter ID requirements and curb the power of public sector unions, a major Democratic voting bloc. The low point for the party came in the 2016 presidential election when Trump won Wisconsin, the first Republican to do so since 1984. A year after Wickler took over as the state's Democratic chair, Biden won Wisconsin in the 2020 election. However, the party's rebound hasn't been without setbacks. In the most recent midterms, the Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes failed in his bid to unseat the Republican Senator Ron Johnson. Nonetheless, Wickler now sees an opportunity for the party to undo the state's gerrymandered maps, take back control of the legislature, starting with an election for the state Supreme Court in April. A Republican-backed judge is stepping down from the nonpartisan bench. And if a left-leaning justice can replace her, Wickler says the stage could be set for a successful challenge to the state's legislative maps and return by Democrats to the majority in the state assembly and Senate. That's the North Star of the party, Wickler says, to have a Democratic governor, a non-Republican majority on the state Supreme Court, Democratic majorities in the Senate Assembly and the state assembly and the state Senate, and pass the agenda that Wisconsinites have been yearning for the last decade into law in one legislative session. Hallelujah. God, please. That is quoting Ben Wickler from The Guardian, Chris Steen.
Report. Jake from Milwaukee, man, can give you about a minute until our next guest. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Oh, pretty good. This is Jake from Eureka, California. I just wanted to point out what Greg Abbott was doing for Christmas. I'm sure Jesus would approve. He sent a bunch of young migrant children to freeze in a winter storm in the cold outside the vice president's residence. No, Merry Christmas, Greg Abbott. It's nice to see the people of Texas send him back for another 4 years. This is why I don't live in Texas.
Well, Jake, you do live in Eureka. How is that region of the state doing of California, man? What about, you guys had pretty big earthquakes in that area. How's Eureka doing, Jake?
Yeah, we just had one about a week ago. Yeah, 6.4. Yeah, it was pretty wild. You know, everything left the shelves and hit the floor, basically. A couple TVs. It was, some houses actually got red tagged. This house is going to end up getting demolished. People can't live there anymore a few miles from here. So, yeah, it was pretty scary for a few seconds, that's for sure.
Well, Jake, glad you're still on the right side of the daisies, my friend. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Hope you keep doing so in the new year. We're going to keep cranking out live shows and cranking out the finest of guests. We got one waiting in the wings, Don. We got Dr. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. He joins us for the Happier Happy Hour. We hope you all join us for the Happier Happy Hour. It's next.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.